Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. We're having a little difficulty getting Mark Babbitt on the line, but we're working on that. In the meantime, we're going to continue to march, just you and me. I want to talk about the 7 underrated career skills that Mark had mentioned, and because I think it's definitely worth talking about. One of them is being influential. You know, one of the great. We got him. Okay, good deal. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
All right. Welcome to the show. Glad you could make it.
Thank you. We just so you and everybody else knows, we're having a huge thunder and lightning storm, and it's affecting every communication style possible. So.
Yeah.
Apologies for joining
me. It's okay. No, we understand. I'm glad you're here. I was just telling you, by the way, folks, Mark's book is called A War Gone Social, and I already told you that he's the president of Switch and Shifting. We're talking about, I was just about to talk about these 7 what you call underrated career skills, and I agree with you. The first one being influential. I mean, one of the great advantages, one of the great benefits of logging a few hours in the marketplace, and the more hours you log, the better it should get, is that you've met people and you've done things and if something comes up, you remember that you know a resource that somebody else can benefit from, and you use that to help other people. Not only is it the right thing to do, it's one of the best feelings you can have, isn't it?
Well, yes, Jim, especially in an age where you're not expected to have all the answers anymore. We're supposed to collaborate. We're supposed to be creative. We're supposed to collect the wisdom in the room. Well, the bigger your room is, the bigger your wisdom becomes, right? So being influential doesn't just look good on your resume. It can make you look really good in your next meeting and during your next project in the boardroom. Knowing the right people can set you up for success throughout your whole life.
One of my favorite memories back before all the technology hit was being in sales and calling on a decision maker, and I'd walk in, I'd say, "How are things going?" "Oh man, and that's back in the day when you could just walk in on people, right? They were glad to see you because you probably knew something.
Good luck doing that today.
Yeah. But back then, they probably knew something they needed to know, so they let you in. I say, "How's it going?" "Oh man, I really can't talk to you much today. I got this problem." "What is it?" "Well, so and so and so." I say, well, would you like me to help? And he said, "What can you help?" He said, "I know a guy who can fix that." And I'd walk around the other side of his desk because the cell phone hadn't been invented yet. I'd walk around the other side of his desk. I pick up the phone. I dial the phone. I say, "John, can you help Bill?" "Sure. Okay, hang on." And I hand the phone to Bill.
That's influence.
And walk out of the room. I'd leave. Not another word. Just walk out. That's a good feeling.
Well, that's the power of influence. Now, imagine doing that on a global scale now, right? So it's amazing. If you're that guy with the answer, then solutions come pretty easy, and that's what we're looking for today, Jim.
That was paying it forward, you know what I mean? Back before knew what it was. And if you use your influence, you can pay it forward 100 times before it ever comes back to you. But when it does come back to you, it's pretty sweet.
Well, and here's what else happens, Jim, is when you start making those connections as an influencer, then you're going to be sitting in your car or in a meeting or something, you're going to get a text or a call, and it's going to be that person that you connected, that person in the office,
yep.
it is going to come back to you, and you're going to hear this on the other line. You're going to go, hey, I have somebody standing right in front of me that needs your expertise. Let's
yep.
talk. Right? Well, and it's going to come back to you.
Well, the other thing is, do you think that customer is good that I just helped out, do you think he's going to go to another competitor who didn't do that for a nickel or for even for a dollar? I mean, that's how you get customers you can't run off.
Well, you know, here's the deal. We say this all the time. If you're just going to buy a widget and all you want is the cheapest price, you can get beat on price.
Yeah.
But you cannot get beat on service. You cannot get beat on relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what an influencer does. An influencer builds relationships. They don't always have the lowest price. They might not always.
I don't want to have the lowest price. That means I'm
right.
That means I'm not making much margin.
Yep. But
I don't want to work that hard. Do you?
No, you know me, Jim, but you know I don't want to work that hard. But you know, the industrial age, that's how we built business,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cheapest widget, most efficient process, best price.
Right.
Now we're building relationships based on our ability to provide real solutions and make connections.
Yep, connecting people, and of course, that's back... We didn't know it was called networking. Somebody called it networking later, but that's kind of what it was. Another skill that you talk about that's underrated is writing. Good writing.
Well, you know, Jim, communication skills have always been at the top of every employer's list on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
There's never been an exception. Now, you know, today, every once in a while, analytical thinking or problem-solving skills will creep up to the top of the list, but communication skills is always going to be there, and it matters now more than anywhere else because we have to be able to articulate our value proposition. We have to be able to articulate our ability to solve problems, and probably just as important as anything else, we have to be able to articulate what we stand for and who we are, And we need to build trust right away. I mean, there's 400 million people on LinkedIn. Why would they come to you, right? And you have to be able to articulate that in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Not just I'm a hard worker, team player, detail oriented, blah blah blah. Not that stuff, but what impact have you had?
Mm-hmm.
What difference have you made? Who have you influenced?
How compelling is your story?
Right.
And I don't mean the story about you. Your ability to tell a story is what we're talking about. Mark, I need your website, please.
The website is switchandshift.com.
The book is called A World Gone Social. We're going to come back and talk about some other underrated career skills that Mark has dug up for us. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.